Watch, Lou Dobbs urges Trump to veto Big Tech's green card giveaway. By John Binder on December 5, 2020. Fox Business Network's Lou Dobbs is urging President Trump to veto a green card giveaway passed in the Republican-controlled Senate that would reward tech corporations for outsourcing high-paying American jobs. In a segment, Dobbs slammed Senate Republicans for failing to stop Senator Mike Lee's RUT, green card giveaway to big tech, known as H.R. 1044 or S. 386, that will allow Indian nationals to effectively monopolize employment-based green cards for at least a decade and tech corporations to privatize the system. The giveaway solidifies that employment-based visas only go to temporary foreign visa workers, mostly on H-1B visas, who have been imported to the U.S. by corporations to replace American workers, thus rewarding companies who outsource American white-collar jobs. Dobbs noted that the giveaway comes just as the Department of Justice, DOJ, has filed a lawsuit against Facebook for allegedly discriminating against Americans in favor of foreign visa workers. A lawsuit was filed today by the DOJ claiming Facebook reserved at least 2,600 high-paying jobs for H-1B visa workers, Dobbs said. Facebook did so without considering any applications from American citizens. That is a violation of the H-1B law. One of Facebook's allies in Congress is Senator Mike Lee. The social media giant has donated some $32,000 to Senator Lee since he was elected. In return, Lee is helping Facebook gain more of those H-1B visa workers, Dobbs continued. In a late-night session, Lee managed to pass amendments to his immigration outsourcing bill. The bill would flood green card lines with cheap tech workers from both India and China and would do so for the next decade to the expulsion of almost every other country. And the senator's legislation passed without debate or a hearing using a Senate procedure known as unanimous consent, which means that the senators don't have to reveal their names or show their faces behind this legislation. These foreign workers coming when we have millions and millions of American workers who are without jobs because of the China virus pandemic. Senator Lee, you should be embarrassed. We're embarrassed for you either way. Dobbs torched Senate Republicans for their constant talk about cracking down on tech corporations but failing to stop a green card giveaway that would almost exclusively benefit big tech's most prolific outsourcers of American jobs. For all their righteous anger at big tech, not one single Republican in the U.S. Senate stood up to block Lee or his betrayal to American workers, Dobbs said. Congress has 10 days in which to finalize the bill's language and send it to President Trump. There is no way, however, that a president who ran on America First could approve of such legislation. We urgently hope and we urge the president to veto such legislation. It is an insult. The White House has not indicated Trump's position on the giveaway. Last year, 140 House Republicans helped 224 House Democrats pass the giveaway after a huge lobbying effort by big tech corporations, the Chamber of Commerce, and the billionaire Koch brothers' network of organizations. The legislative path forward for the giveaway, insiders told Breitbart News, is to have the House pass an identical version of the Senate-approved legislation which would send it straight to President Trump's desk for signature or veto. The White House has not stated whether Trump supports the giveaway. Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, has indicated that she plans to bring the giveaway to a standstill by amending the legislation in the House, which would then send it back to the Senate where it would need to be approved before Congress adjourns for the holiday season. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.